Journalist claims authorities won't investigate censorship by Mexico City officials. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on December 3, 2022. A Mexican journalist claims federal authorities are refusing to investigate her complaints about intimidation and attempts at censorship by government officials in Mexico City. The allegations of censorship by high-ranking government officials come at a time when several press freedom organizations continue to label Mexico as one of the deadliest countries for journalists. #denuncia At Claudia Sheehan está enterrada que #Paulina Silva y mi trabajo para que dejara de subir tu its de mi cuenta personal por la llamada de intimidación y bloqueo de información. Eso es una amenaza. A partir de este momento cualquier acto lo denunciar en mis cuentas. Stephanie Palacios, at Novalik, December 2, 2022. On Friday afternoon, journalist Stephanie Palacios took to social media to express her outrage at being turned away by federal authorities in Mexico who refused to investigate her claims about being the target of oppression and intimidation by the Public Affairs Department of Mexico City. Palacios, most recently with Sputnik News, has been a journalist for more than 12 years working at multiple Mexican mainstream news outlets. Most recently, she made a name for herself as one of the reporters who continues to ask hard questions during the daily morning news conferences held by Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador. Lo denuncio como periodista y como ciudadana et Claudia Sheehan por que se así tratan a los periodistas así seguro tratan a las víctimas. Aquí frente a la at FGR Mexico que es delito de intimidación no hace que se inicia una carpeta de investigación. Que se denuncia ante at copred underscore cdmxpic.twitter.com/7grlh4tpfg. Stephanie Palacios, at Novalik, December 2, 2022. The alleged incidents began in mid-November when Palacios published a tweet revealing that Paulina Silva, the director of press affairs for Mexico City's Governor Claudia Sheinbaum, had been ignoring several emails for over a month. That tweet was promptly responded to by other Mexican journalists who claimed similar experiences with the same office. Lamentable que la directora de prensa et Claudia Sheehan contest después de un mes. Se justifica que recibe muchos mensajes, y por eso no contesta. Ni el equipo de et López Obrador underscore hace esos comentarios y no son groeros. Ojalá no sea un bloqueo o si? Stephanie Palacios, at Novalik. November 14, 2022. +2, es prepotencia pura y quizá no solo de ella. Adriana Buntello, at Adatuzita, November 14, 2022. Approximately 10 days later, Palacios published another tweet claiming she had been contacted by Mexico City's top officials trying to intimidate her. The officials said her news director needed to speak with Paulina Silva, the individual who handles all press affairs for Claudia Sheinbaum. Silva then told Palacios' bosses to have her stop posting negative comments on social media or else. Dejo un antecedente que el día de ayer me hablaron de jefatura de et gob CDMX intimidando que para entrar a los eventos tendría que mandar un oficio y que mi jefa tenía que hablar con #Paulina Silva. Le recuerdo que a CDMPO le mandaron un correo y jamás contestaron. Stephanie Palacios, at Novalik, November 24, 2022. #Paulina Silva sus prácticas deberían de ser más diplomáticas y menos intimidatorias. Stephanie Palacios, at Novalik, November 24, 2022. In response to the intimidation, Palacios reached out to Mexico's Attorney General's office, which referred her to the FIDL, a unit devoted to investigating freedom of expression cases. However, according to Palacios, when she arrived at FIDL to file a complaint, agents there told her they could not do anything. They advised that, unlike other states, the practice of censorship was not listed as a crime in Mexico City. The public officials at the FIDL turned Palacios away and told her to reach out to human rights groups. A CK denuncio ante at copred underscore CDMX las intimidation que se llamaron para no subir más tu its de lo que hacen y que lo voy a seguir denunciando. At CDHCMX. Stephanie Palacios, at Novalik, December 2, 2022. As Breitbart Texas reported, multiple international press freedom groups such as the Committee to Protect Journalists and Article 19 continue to label Mexico as one of the deadliest countries in the world for journalists. Since the beginning of the year, Mexico recorded 16 cases of murdered journalists along with numerous cases of aggression, threats, and intimidation. As listed by various press freedom groups, many times the threats and intimidation against journalists come from government officials. Additionally, the widespread impunity that reigns over Mexico continues to fuel crimes against media workers. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Brandon Darby and Senior Breitbart Management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Ildefonso Ortiz and Senior Breitbart Management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.